Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Right, then that'll start on, I guess, the end of June. It'll come out. I think we have that appropriately done by the end of June.
Trump also plans to slap 50% tariffs on goods from the European Union. He says he's not looking to deal with the EU. He's already decided on 50%. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's plan to bar Harvard from enrolling international students. Trump says the university still isn't doing enough to combat anti-Semitism.
They have $52 billion, and this country is paying billions and billions of dollars and then gives student loans, and they have to pay back the loans. So Harvard's going to have to change its ways.
CBS's Christina Rex says the administration's assault on Harvard is wearing down students.
They say there's just been a somber and uncertain mood around many of the events happening on campus this week.
A record 45 million Americans are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Rose Meyer is driving from North Carolina to Dallas.
Gas prices, kind of figured they were going to go up a little bit before the holiday. They usually do.
But they're actually the lowest they've been for Memorial Day since 2021. Millions are flying. CBS's Karen Waz at Houston's Hobby Airport.
We talked to some travelers on and off today, and they say they have, of course, been aware of these headlines about plane malfunctions, understaffing issues, other related problems. But they say sometimes flying is just the most efficient way to get somewhere. So they're going to keep on doing it and really just hope for the best.
As the Memorial Day weekend gets underway, highs in the Northeast are only in the 50s. Reporter James Rojas is in Boston.
There are those who refuse to touch the thermostat after cold months, quote, are over.
No, it's fine. I actually still open my window up. I keep them open. I need that breeze.
And then there are those who just can't even with the frigid temperature, cranking up the heat the moment they need to.
Way too cold. The windows just, like, don't absorb the wind.
I had to bring back my winter jacket. That was not fun. It sucks. Summer's just, it's supposed to be summer.
A Paris court has found the ringleader and seven other people guilty in the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian. Some of them will serve prison time. Two other defendants were acquitted. Move over, Mission Impossible. Make way for Lilo and Stitch.
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility. Got it.
We promise.
The live-action Lilo and Stitch movie has made $14.5 million, the most for a preview this year, and ahead of the new Mission Impossible movies, $8.3 million in previews. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More than 20 fire departments from Racine, Kenosha, and the area responded to a Brighton House fire yesterday. The fire, blamed on exploding lithium-ion batteries, required crews to haul massive amounts of water because of the rural location. Multiple pets died in the fire, but no people were hurt. Kenosha County will soon see a new natural gas power plant. There will be one in the town of Paris, and We Energies also got approval to put one up in Oak Creek. The projects are set to break ground this year, replacing aging coal plants and helping to supply power to Microsoft's Racine County data centers. Environmental groups warn the move locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. Flags are flying at half-staff across Wisconsin today to honor a longtime Racine state representative. The tribute recognizes James Rooney's decades of public service. It comes on the same day as a funeral mass today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away earlier this month at the age of 89. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts. It's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Diamond on WRJN. Well, let me ask you this. Are you wealthy? Millionaire status ain't what it used to be. According to a survey, you need a lot more than a mere seven figures to be viewed as wealthy these days. The annual survey of adults asked how much their net worth would have to be for them to be wealthy, and they came up with this figure, $2.27 million on average. Considering the median net worth of the U.S. Household is less than $200,000, that's a pretty lofty number.
Judy in the sky.
You are a lemonade pie with a brand new car. Cantaloupe eyes come to me tonight. Judy in the sky with glasses.
for wearing your green slips.
Just take your glasses.
Local news and timelessness. WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and Moss day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, American Pie on WRJN. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, a three-day weekend for many, but no rest for the wicked. And by the wicked, of course, I mean Don Rosen. He's going to be working Monday morning. He'll have with him 12th District Racine Alder Henry Perez to talk about his series Snapshots on Safety in the Racine County Eye. That's Monday morning with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirocine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirocine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
song originally not recorded in English. It was recorded in Zulu in South Africa, and it was recorded in 1939 originally by a South African singer by the name of Solomon Linda. That, of course, was the Tokens from 1961.
I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got it here.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and you're going to want to step back to the golden age of music with Music of the Stars, Sunday morning 7 till noon. Lou Regani spins classics from the legends who came before rock, legends like Sinatra and Glenn Miller and more. It's all woven with stories and themes you won't want to miss. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars, Sunday morning 7 till noon on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More than 20 fire departments from Racine, Kenosha, and the area responded to a Brighton House fire yesterday. The fire, blamed on exploding lithium-ion batteries, required crews to haul massive amounts of water because of the rural location. Multiple pets died in the fire, but no people were hurt. A fast food restaurant just across the state line was robbed at knife point last night. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the suspect, masked and dressed in black, threatened staff at a Beach Park restaurant on North Lewis. They reportedly grabbed money from the register and ran off. There are images of the suspect on the Lake County Sheriff's Office website. Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to two new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. The addition is expected to help feed power into Microsoft's Racine County data center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
During National Military Appreciation Month, we at University of Maryland Global Campus say thank you to the service members, veterans, and families who dedicate their lives to our country. We are deeply grateful. For over 75 years, UMGC has proudly served the military community, from installations overseas to the communities you call home. Wherever you serve, we stand with you. Learn more at umgc.edu/thanks. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Tell me what you find.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here, and you ready to be grossed out?
Oh, yeah. Okay, go for it.
Here's the latest thing making the rounds on social media. They're saying don't rinse after brushing your teeth.
Oh. That, yuck.
I know, no. Right? I can imagine.
Why? Okay, tell me why.
Okay, here's the reasoning. They say if you rinse out your mouth with water right away, you're washing away the fluoride.
Okay.
But, really? But my thing is, when you rinse, aren't you also washing away the bits of food that brushing dislodged?
Yes, and when you floss, that's when they really come out, too. Yeah. I guess I'm thinking if you brushed your teeth and you left it in and swallowed it without... I mean, that's yucky.
Am I the only one who thinks this is gross?
I think it is, only because I can't stand the grittiness of toothpaste and thinking it's in your mouth. I mean, is there a time limit you're supposed to keep it in there? Or
it doesn't
just
say.
In general?
It just says don't rinse after brushing. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that one.
I'm not now sure I do either.
I've not graduated from dental school.
There's probably... Let's Google it, shall we? Should we?
All right, that's your homework. You get back to me on that.
Okay, I will.
All right, there's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Really, really, really wanna know. Hey. Oh, 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 oh.
no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine on WRJN. Well, we're hoping to have some sunshine this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, to welcome summer back to Racine's North Beach with the opening of the Beachside Oasis tomorrow. We're going to be there all weekend with great live music. Full Flavor is going to take the stage on Saturday. Jinx Lee and the Fabulous Ravens on Sunday, and the Route 66 band on Monday, Memorial Day. So stop by, enjoy the sun. And by the way, in between the sets of music, listen to WRJN's Timeless Hits. So let's start the season off right together at the Beachside Oasis.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature care candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify.
You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-929-1313. 800-929-1313. Again, that's 800-929-1313.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. But it's time to play Can You Guess? The people of Utah consume this at a rate almost twice the national average. What do they consume? Candy.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The president is planning more tariffs.
President Trump singled out Apple in a social media post, but in the Oval Office clarified he's putting a 25% tariff on all foreign-made smartphones.
It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product.
As he signed executive orders on nuclear power plants, the president also pledged 50% trade tariffs on imported goods from the European Union.
It was formed in order to hurt the United States, in order to take advantage of the United States.
And echoing his social media statements, Trump said products made in the U.S. will face zero tariffs. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Polish Trade Minister Michael Baranowski thinks Trump's tariff threat is just a bargaining ploy.
Another step in our negotiations that in the end I truly hope will result in a good agreement, good that is balanced and fair for both sides.
But Trump says he's not looking to deal with the EU. He's set on